Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here as we're wrapping up our show tonight, talking to the head basketball, boys basketball coach of the Rolling Story Norsemen, Darren Berggren, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So as we take a look at your team, at least going into the holiday break, your team came out with back-to-back wins over South Hamilton and Greene County. You go into break, get some work done. You come out of the gates just a bit on the rusty side on Friday night with a loss to West Marshall down at Wells Fargo Arena to open up the 2025 portion of this slate. But just overall, obviously with a really young team from the start of the season to where you guys are now, what are some areas you've seen marked improvement in here from since the start of the season?
Yeah, just really happy with our defensive effort. I thought we've done a really good job these last three games, two before break, and even with the West Marshall game, of just creating a little bit more havoc, getting some turnovers. Be nice to convert some of those into some easy points at the other end, but forcing turnovers and making teams take tough shots and things like that. So I've been really happy with our defensive effort. Just looking to get a little bit more consistent on the offensive end.
And helping with that consistency on the offensive end should be the return of Cody Long. He made his first appearance of the season Friday night after missing the first half of the year with an injury he suffered at the end of the football season. And just getting him back into the fold, adding another guard that can be a pretty reliable scoring option on the offensive end and really just tenacious on the defensive end. How does that play into your team's makeup this year, having a guy like Cody Long get back after injury?
Yeah, that just huge for us, you know, just his competitive nature, like you said, and how he gets after it, and just the experience he's had, you know, like you said, we're pretty young, and even some of our upperclassmen are just still getting their feet wet at the varsity level, so just the amount of experience he has and brings to the table will be huge for us, and he just makes us better on both sides of the ball. He really pushes the pace on offense, creates some easy shots for guys. And then on the defensive end, again, just creating havoc and getting guys to play faster than they want to, creating turnovers. And like I said, if we can convert that on the other end, that'll be huge.
And someone that really had a big step-up game for you going into break against Greene County was Eli Van Hove in that post. And like you talked about, how young a team it is this year for your squad. And, you know, there's going to be some growing pains. But Van Hove definitely seemed like he took a step forward in that game against Greene County. Just what can you say about what he has improved on since he's taken over the starting role at that five spot? And what are some things that you've been happy with from his point of view so far?
Yeah, I think, you know, the sky's the limit for him. You know, he just keeps getting better each game, like you said. And, you know, he's got great footwork, good touch around the hoop, and just that size. You know, you can't teach that size, you know, protecting the rim and things like that. And, you know, being a sophomore starter, and we started out, he had Greenview Christian with a Division I player in Barantes, and then turned around and played Gilbert with Hawthorne, a Division I linebacker. And then Nevada with Nelson, who's also one of the best players in the conference. He had a tough go of it right away, playing three of the best. And, like, hopefully, like you said, he just keeps getting better each week, and we'll see big growth from him the second half of the season.
And as we take a look here at this schedule coming up to come back fully from winter break, you guys really hit the ground running over these next couple of weeks. This week, you have three games. You're at Iowa Falls Alden tonight. You're home versus PCM tomorrow night. Then a road trip to Seidel on Friday night as well in conference play. And then you start the conference rotation all over again. You're at Grandview Christian on the 14th. Get the rest of that week off before a home date with Perry with Nevada on the 21st and a road date with Perry on the 24th before the Gilbert tournament on the 25th. And just looking at this slate to kind of open up the month of January and kind of dive headfirst right back into conference play, you know, what's maybe been an area of emphasis for you and the staff coming into this slate now, especially now that you've got a game under your belt here in the new year?
Yeah, I think the big thing is we're just going to keep working on being consistent on both sides of the ball. Like I said, our defensive intensity was really good the other night. You know, offensively, the first half we struggled with turnovers. Second half we did a much better job taking care of the ball, but just couldn't get shots to fall. So just trying to be consistent here. Like you said, we wrap up the first half of the conference this week. So, you know, we're trying to put ourselves in the best position possible to finish as high as we can as we go through that second half. So a good non-conference test tonight with Iowa Falls, and we just got to keep looking to improve so we're playing our best basketball come that first week of February as we head into tournaments.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Iowa Falls Alden.
All right, thank you very much.
That was Darren Berger, the head boys basketball coach of the Roland Story Norseman here. Coach Speak brought to you by Carl Otto. That's our program for this Monday night, and we'll be back with regular programming after this on 95.7 FM.